With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So hello everybody and welcome to November's edition of the EvoStick East West Show. I'm your host Ben, and coming up over the course of the next half an hour or so, we'll be catching up with the managers at Belper Town, Leek Town, Market Drayton. We'll also be discussing a beer launch at our friends over at Atherton Coles. But before that, we're going to talk about the FA Trophy. There's one Step Four side from the Northern Premier League still left in the FA Trophy, and they travel to Workington next weekend in the first round of the FA Trophy. And for more now on Ramsbottom United, I caught up with Bolton FM's Chris Hyder on Friday morning. So Chris, a big thank you for joining us. We'll get to the big FA Trophy match next weekend for Ramsbottom United. But before that, just your general impression about the transformation that's gone on since Chris Wilcott has come in at Ramy.
Yeah, I think it's been a bit of a surprise. I'll say right now, I never had any issue whatsoever with Mark Fell. He was always willing to give an interview after the match. And I think it's helped Chris Wilcock in a sense, because he's a former player. And he and Lee Donoghue, I think the style of play, it looks transformed. The football's more attack-minded. The attacks are just a lot quicker.
And that's kind of surprising, really, because Mark Fell's obviously got to Lancaster and he's transformed Lancaster. And
yeah.
I mean, Chris's reputation goes before him. I mean, Shaw Lane was a difficult situation, but what he did at Glossop North End over previous seasons was phenomenal. So really, it's no big surprise. This, I think the biggest surprise was how quickly it's gone from where it was to where it is now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it helped. Ramy, I remember in your pre-season preview show that you and I think it was James, you ended up discussing the fact that maybe Ramsbottom would start off quite well, which is what happened under Mark Fell last season, because they were second after they beat Trafford early in September. And then things slowly fell by the wayside. I think it was more to do with their away form more than anything else. Whereas this time around, this unbeaten run they've been on has been absolutely tremendous for them, because up until they took on Runcorn Lynette, and well, that would have been an incredible achievement if they'd managed to get a point against them with nine men as well. But yeah, it just feels so revolutionary just to see how well they've developed so quickly under Chris Wilcock.
I mean, like you say there, I mean, there's a lot of teams that are going to get beat by Runcorn Lynette this season, so I don't think there's necessarily any shame in it. But 3-2, a cracking scoreline there between those two last weekend. Obviously, they're just outside the playoff positions at the moment. It's an obvious question which I've asked every manager, really, and every pundit about, you know, the distractions that are cup runs. But given where Ramsbottom United have been with the floods a couple of Boxing Days ago and the damage to the ground, the feel-good factor there of a good trophy run, which Ramy are on at the moment, you can't really dismiss it, really, can you?
No, of course you can't. I always think, if you're a team that aren't doing so well, which isn't Ramy's case, obviously, then going in a cup run is good for a couple of things. One, it generates a bit of money. And the second thing is, it can boost morale, it can boost confidence. And obviously, if you've heard interviews of Chris Wilcock and Lee Donoghue, the two of them have that in abundance. And I think it's showing on the players' faces and the fans. They're certainly feeling it as well. And, you know, the fact that 4 years ago they ended up getting to the first round proper in the Oasted Stockport, nearly 1,000 people turned up to that game as well, which I was just came aware of just looking at it last night. But there you go. This trophy run has gone hand in hand with the league form, which is brilliant.
And you mentioned, you know, that about league form and that kind of thing, and how it can, you know, it's not really distracted from where Ramsbottom are obviously next weekend, Ramy are travelling up to the West Coast of Cumbria to take on Workington. Complete opposite end of the spectrum. Workington seem to be only getting victories in the FA Trophy at the moment. This is a tough test, but Ramy's cup run, because of various situations with other clubs in the draw and that kind of thing, this game's been a long time in the making, really, hasn't it, with Yaxley and all that palaver?
Yeah, well, the Yaxley thing, I did feel a bit sorry for them because that was the first time I saw them under Wilcock. And Yaxley, they arrived something like half an hour before the scheduled kick-off. They delayed it by about 15 minutes. But I think it would have been nicer on the day if they just said, right, after the replay, go again next Saturday because you'll have a full week to prepare for it. So I did feel somewhat for Yaxley. And then the game they won in the third qualifying round, it was just brilliant, I suppose, just to get that victory and the manner it was attained as well, and you could tell how much it meant to the players and to the fans afterwards.
And finally then, Chris, just a mention for your work as well, because this is your first time on the show, so thank you for coming on. But Bolton FM, Saturday Sport from 2 till 6, every Saturday afternoon, all happening. Your patch is huge, to be fair. It's all the Atherton clubs, not just in non-league, but in the amateur game as well. Plus Bolton Wanderers, of course, plus heading up into Lancashire as well with the likes of Ramsbottom and that kind of thing. Big patch. What's going on this weekend?
Well, besides looking back over the local football stuff, I'll also be keeping people up to date with how things are going in the Premier League, the Championship. We'll also be hearing from the Bolton Lads and Girls first team manager, Ryan Stanring. Very good to have him on again. And because next week is quite big in the sporting calendar, we've got the PDC World Darts Championship getting underway. So there's quite a lengthy interview to do with my brother's Michael. And it's just us looking at the draw and just analysing every single detail we could possibly think of with that competition.
Well, you could tune in to Chris on Bolton FM on 96.5 on Saturday afternoon or online. Just look at Bolton FM on Twitter. But Chris, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. All the best this weekend with your broadcast and that kind of thing. And we'll speak to you very soon, my friend.
All right, thanks very much, Ben. Cheers for having me on.
A big thank you to Chris Hyder from Bolton FM for joining us on this week's show. So Ramsbottom United travelling to Workington next weekend in the first round of this season's FA Trophy. And on next week's MPL show, we'll also be discussing the Workington side of that equation there as well. But before that match, Ramsbottom United this weekend will be travelling to Kidsgrove Athletic. A very, very important game, that one, because Kidsgrove Athletic currently sitting in mid-table, 7 points behind the playoff positions. However, they do have a load of games in hand. For Ramy, they're just outside the playoffs, as we just discussed there, 2 points behind Prescott Cables, who currently sit in fifth position. A bit higher up, though, top of the table at the moment, only by 2 points, is Runcorn Linnets. They're on 35 points. 2 points back is Atherton Coles, and we'll be hearing from Atherton Coles later in the show. Radcliffe are 4 points off league leaders Runcorn Linnets. They're sitting in third position. However, Radcliffe have 2 games in hand. Colne are also in the playoff positions, 5 points off the league leaders. Prescott Cables are the final team in the playoff positions, as I just said. They're 7 points behind Runcorn Linnets. They also do have a game in hand. Then there's Trafford, and then there's Leek Town. Leek Town, 2 points from the playoffs. They've got 2 games in hand over Prescott Cables. They're 4 points behind Colne, and they've got 3 games in hand over the Lancashire side. So certainly all to play for Leek Town. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with manager at Leek. Here's Neil Baker. So Neil, a big thank you for joining us. It's a great campaign so far, up at the top end of Division West. Could go either way, really. I mean, what's it like being part of it at the moment?
Well, as you say, it's exciting. Very early days yet, Ben. Very early days. But the league's starting to take some shape. What I've noticed, the main difference this year, there's no outstanding teams. There's probably a lot of good teams, but there's no Basefords or Alva Churches in this league. They were, for me, the standout teams last year. And there were another 6-8 good teams. This year, there looks to be 8-10 teams that are all capable of fighting it out all the way through the season.
So at the moment, for League Town, you're just outside the playoffs, but you're in this weird position of having loads of games in hand. And that means I do have to ask you the cliched question at this stage of the season: would you rather have points on the board or games in hand? I mean, it's you're on a knife edge, really, aren't you? I mean, how are you facing up to the challenge of fitting all these games back in?
Well, we're catching up. You know, we're not too far behind. It's plenty of time to go. We don't envisage having many games off at Leek, so that shouldn't be a problem as the season goes along. But we're really enjoying it, particularly playing against the teams that are up there. We've had some real tight, close games with them. Runcorn, are a good side. Colne, were excellent when we went up there and pushed them all the way. Atherton were good at Leek and beat us 1-0. But there's been nothing in the games. All the games against the top sides, I feel, could have gone either way. I still maintain the best team we've played so far at Droylsden. And they found it difficult of late. But really tough league. Good league. A lot of football to be played yet.
And I think we last spoke on the eve of the Chorley match. I think that was in the FA Cup. And you know, it's been a great season already. To be fair, I mean, how are you tracking versus your expectations for League Town this season?
Well, our expectations, we don't really set out where we want to be, and everybody wants to be up there. Everybody wants to get promoted, or at least be in the playoffs. But we don't set any particular targets. We don't set a monthly target. We don't set a bi-monthly target or a seasonal target. We literally do take each week as it comes and see where we are. I'll be honest with you, Ben, I couldn't tell you where we are in the league. And I mean that. I never look. I don't see any point. You look at this and 3 points here, 1 point there. And it never works like that. You just got to have your players right week in and week out and hope that they're good enough to beat their opponents.
Well, especially at this stage of the season, I mean, there is always a League Town who've got loads of games in hand, and I think Farnsley's the one in division above. And I asked Adam Leighton the same question. I mean, do you even look at the table? Is there any point at this stage of the season, or are you just taking each game as it comes and then thinking, I'll look at it in February and it gets a bit interesting?
Yeah, that's right. I think you can put a little bit of added pressure on your players to say, we've got to win this game, we've got to win that game. I really do think it's a matter of week in and week out and being something like and putting runs together. Obviously, that makes a difference. We haven't drawn many games, which is going to draw the next six now, but we haven't drawn many games, so those wins are important. You know, one win better than two draws. That's our philosophy. You know, we do set out to win games. We'll take a point if it's on, but our aim is to win each game and see where that takes us.
I mean, we've got Colwyn Bay tomorrow, and when I look at the last 10 matches, League Town have the second best form in the league. But I think this is going to be the first time where you if you win, you could have three back-to-back league wins. And obviously going into this game as well, you've got the best defensive record in the league, not too bad at goal scoring either. So what's your message to the home faithful heading into this busy period? I think you've got Droylsden as well coming up. You mentioned them earlier, they're coming up, aren't they, in a couple of weeks?
The
games are coming thick and fast now. So how are you shaping up heading into this festive period?
We're all right. We had a decent start. We went 12 games with the cup games unbeaten. We lost some tight games last month, as I said to you. But we're back on track now. Colwyn Bay mid-table, and that means nothing. We had a tough game last week against Kendall, Ben. It was they came, they made it very difficult for us, and it was only two late goals that made the game safe. We'll have another 300 again tomorrow. Our home support is, well, very good. And they get behind us. I think they're pleased with what they've seen to date. And hopefully we can, have a good festive period. And as you say, have a look at where we are in back end of January and reassess and see what we need to do.
Neil Baker there, manager at Leek Town. So Leek Town, very much in the promotion hunt. What about Market Drayton Town? Now, they're currently sitting in 11th, but they're only 4 points from the playoff positions. It's been a great start to the season for the Shropshire side. And on Friday night, I caught up with the manager at Market Drayton Town. Please welcome back to the show. Here's Martin Davis. So, Martin, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, this is more like it, isn't it? What a great start to the season for Market Drayton. What have you made of this first half of the season thus far?
Yeah, it's all right. We're doing okay. We're probably doing better than a lot of people expected. Tough league this season, new league for us, a lot of new teams, a lot of unexpected places to go, but we're really enjoying it. And like I say, and you've hit the nail on the head, really, it is going well. It has been a good start, yeah, definitely.
I mean, what was your expectations going into this season for what your side could do?
Well, I think every team in the division has similarities. You know, you come into the season with high hopes, and in the back of your mind, you think, you know, what could we achieve? What, you know, where can we be? But realistically, in our position, we always think first and foremost, let's survive, let's stay in the division, let's compete with every side as best we can, and be a competitive side that nobody wants to play against, really, like we have been for years. You know, a team that no one's ever really wanted to come play against. We've been a tough team, tough opposition, I think. Well, I think we have anyway. But and it turned out well this season so far. And you know, who knows if in 8-9 games time, you know, you're in a similar position, you're not far off the peripheries of things. You might have a little push for something towards the end, but we're not getting too far above our station, because, you know, to go much higher would take some serious effort from our football club. So survival is the first aim, and I think, you know, we're well on the way to achieving that at the moment. Not that it's guaranteed, because it isn't, but, you know, we just got to keep going, really.
Now, I know all managers use this, you know, take each game as it comes, one game at a time. We just had Neil on, and he doesn't want to even look at the league table and all that thing, yeah, until well into the season. I mean, how are you? I hate to drop this to you, but you are 4 points from the playoffs at the moment, with games in hands over various sides above you.
Yeah. So
how are you keeping the lid on all this, and so people don't get too giddy like me?
People will always remind you of it, and you do notice these things. And football round here, although in Market Drayton it's not particularly, you know, well supported, but in Shropshire it is. You know, people are mad for their football, and everyone notices how you're getting on. Everyone keeps texting me, saying, "Well, you're doing all right, you're doing okay," you know. And we are doing okay. We're doing all right. We just kind of like, we don't really get too carried away. We sort of prepare. I'm very cliched. I know it's all very cliched, all this is, but we prepare the same each week. You know, we try to get a strong, tight team out on the pitch that's playing well, that's giving everybody opportunities. You know, we don't want to stick with the same team every week, and you know, which is good, I think. You know, you can't have 11 players with five subs every week, because the five subs all leave and go somewhere else. You're left with 11 players. So we just kind of keep rocking along as we are, and enjoying it, and making it a good place to be. And like you say, we're not far off it, you know. And for a team that doesn't really train a lot because we can't get everyone together, it's bit of an effort, really, to be fair. It's been a bit of an effort so far, so yeah, I'm pleased with that.
I mean, a lot of work's gone into this during the close season, I imagine, as well. But how important is the what's the challenges of this new Division West? Because obviously, you know, Division South was one thing, but this is a very much an M6 division and that kind of thing. I mean, how are you coping with that side of things, the travel in and the knowing the other teams?
Travel wise, it's actually less for us. I'm one of the people that does work these things out. I had a quick look last year at the league table. I worked out how far its ground was, and this year saved us over 400 miles this year. So, you know, that's a good thing for us. It's a good thing for anyone that's travelling, isn't it? Especially in recruitment. And yeah, the M6, look, it can be the worst road in the world, or it can be a decent road. So far, it's been quite kind to us. So, one way that continue. But in terms of division, it's a different division in a lot of aspects. So I think it's a much better supported division than we had last year. Teams in and around Manchester, Liverpool, they've got good followings, you know, quite hardy supporters who sing and make a bit of noise. That's great. And also, the type of footballers and the people you play against are slightly different. I thought the Evo Stick South was full of, I don't know how to explain it really, but big athletic teams, perhaps not as much football. This year, there's more football, but teams perhaps aren't as basically physical as they were last year, although they are physical and they are quite, you know, streetwise. So, yeah, it's different challenges, but we're getting to grips with it slowly. And like I say, results have been okay. So, yeah, it's gone well.
And finally then, Martin, obviously you talked about the Liverpool and Manchester side. You've got one coming to town tomorrow in Trafford, Tom Baker's Trafford. And what are you expecting from Trafford tomorrow?
Well,
I don't get too carried away with oppositions all the time, because at this level, anyone who's played this level and been around this level, you realise that sometimes it's not about, you know, what you play and how you play and what style you play. It's about on the day, you know. If you turn up on the day, our record, we beat Runcorn over top, we beat Atherton over second or third, we drew the Leeko right up there, so we seem to perform better against top sides, so, you know, hopefully that will continue. But on any given day, anyone's league can beat anyone, and that's a fact, and everyone knows that. So Castle are going to come there, they're going to fancy it, you know, everyone fancy against Mark and Drake, you know, we're one of the smallest teams in the league with the smallest budgets and the smallest catchment areas. And anyone that knows us, we've lost once at home all year in the league, and that was against Colne, who were decent on the day, and we were awful. So, who knows tomorrow? Fingers crossed, you know, we turn up and play well, and, you know, the home record has continued. So, we expect a tough test. We know a bit about him. Yeah, we've had a bit of info about him, so hopefully that'll stand us in good stead.
Martin Davis there, manager at Market Drayton Town. So Market Drayton Town taking on Trafford this weekend. Other matches taking place on Saturday. We've got Colne against bottom of the table Skelmersdale United. Kendal Town will be hosting Widnes. Widnes currently in mid-table land as well, looking to pounce, certainly still in the playoff hunt, that's for sure. Then there's Mosley taking on Clitheroe. Mosley also in the playoff hunt. Prescott Cables will be hosting Drolsden. Radcliffe will be hosting Chasetown. And it's Runcorn Linnets against Glossop North End. But we'll be returning to Division West shortly, as we'll be catching up with Atherton Coles. But before that, let's head eastwards now to Division East. And I tell you what, everyone, Division East is certainly a fun division this season. Morpeth Town, currently runaway league leaders, they've got a 7-point lead up at the top of Division East. However, then there's a pack of teams, with Lincoln United currently on 32 points, all the way down to 8th position, where Sheffield FC are, and they're 5 points behind Lincoln United in second. It's certainly very interesting top half of the table when it comes to Division East. But Lincoln United are the ones currently chasing Morpeth Town the most. They're 7 points off league leaders Morpeth. And it's certainly a very, very big game tomorrow for Lincoln United, as they'll be hosting Tadcaster Albion. That's second against third. And it's a very special day at Lincoln United, as the club will be inviting school children, community groups, junior football clubs and local residents to all attend the match free of charge. And the club is also offering a free ticket if you bring a friend along. So if you've got a mate, bring him along. He'll be getting in, or she'll be getting in, totally free of charge. Cracking stuff going on at Lincoln United tomorrow. And for more on Lincoln, I caught up with the manager on Friday afternoon. Here's Sam Wilkinson. So, Sam, a big thank you for joining us there. We'll get to the big game this weekend in a second or two. But looking in from the outside, the promotion race in Division East, it looks bonkers. I mean, what's it like being part of it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're just going to try to concentrate on ourselves, but we obviously look at the results and look at the league table, and like you say, it's a bit crazy at the minute. So many teams in good form at the top end. And, you know, you probably look right down to mid-table, maybe to Stamford, and think everyone's still got a chance to challenge in the playoffs. So, yeah, we're enjoying being part of it. You know, and obviously we're taking one game at a time, the old cliche, but yeah, it's been a real good, enjoyable season so far.
And obviously we spoke, I think it was in the just after the first month of the season. I mean, this is more like it from Lincoln. I mean, when we spoke in previous seasons, it's always been about a cup or a trophy or that kind of thing. And therefore, you've always been just outside the playoffs. It's always been a case of, are Lincoln going to get a late run? This is more like it anyway. You're more or less on top of everyone.
I mean, it's strange, really, because like you say, we're not used to this. And sometimes it can be a bit of a blessing, getting knocked out the cups early doors. Obviously, we didn't want to do that. But since then, we've had games where teams have been playing in the trophy and the FA Cup, and we've managed to capitalise and, you know, take 3 points. And even though teams have got games in hand, you know, below us, we're not used to being in this position. So we generally finish the season really strong. So we're just going to keep plugging away. And and hopefully, you know, stay in and around or keep challenging.
And obviously as well, I mean, this weekend you've got this match against Tadcaster Albion. It's a really big deal when it comes to the league. We're both very much promotion contenders. And the club's pushing the boat out as well, as we've already raised about, you know, bring a friend for free day and loads of community groups and that kind of thing. How important is it to put on a good show this weekend on the pitch, do you feel?
Yeah, no, it's really important. You know, we had it similar to against when we played Marsk and beat Marsk, and it was a great day. We had a decent crowd, a lot of Lincoln City supporters come that day. So it's important we do put a show on. I think everyone went away that day thinking, you know, what a good game it was and what a great advert for the league. And hopefully we can do the same, you know, and maybe better that if possible.
I mean, later in the show, we are going to be hearing from Grant Black at Belper. The games are coming thick and fast now. You've got Belper next week there in this promotion race as well, just sitting outside the playoffs at the moment. I mean, this is what it's all about, though, isn't it, heading into the new year? How's the squad shaping up heading into this busy festive period?
Yeah, I mean, you know, our fixtures of late, we played Brighouse, who was in, I think, third in the form table when we played them there. We played Sheffield last week, who was second. Tadcaster, obviously, tomorrow, who are top of the form table. So, and then Belper the week after. So, you know, it's been a real tough four or five games. But even that, you know, the league's that strong this year. You look at it on paper and you can't see like an easy run of games. You know, you only have to look at the Wisbeach result last week beating us. You know, there is no easy games. And these are the sort of games we want to be involved in, though. You know, I'll be telling the players tomorrow that, you know, try to enjoy it as much as you can, because it's not nice. Been in previous years playing, you know, playing catch up, if you like. So we're really delighted that these games are coming thick and fast.
Sam Wilkinson there, manager at Lincoln United. And as we were discussing there, it's certainly a cracking top half of the table in Division East. And Lincoln United this weekend, second against third, as Tadcaster Albion will be heading to Lincolnshire. Probably game of the day, I'm going to suggest. Elsewhere, we've got Carlton Town against Mash United. Mash United currently dropped out of the playoffs since we last did the East-West show. However, they do have games in hand as well. Then there's Gresley against Pontefract Colls. Frickley Athletic, under the new management of Martin McIntosh, they'll be hosting Loughborough Dynamo. Then there's Ossett United against Stocksbridge Park Steels. Sheffield against Brighouse Town, that's fourth against eighth. And then there's Stamford against bottom markers AFC Mansfield. However, I do say bottom markers, they've got games in hand, and really the gap between Stamford in 12th and AFC Mansfield in 20th is just 6 points. So it's very fluid down the bottom end of Division East, just like it is up at the top end. But let's talk about Belper Town now. Spalding United will be hosting Belper Town this weekend. Belper currently sitting in sixth position. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Belper Town to judge the mood at the Derbyshire club. Here's Grant Black. Grant, a big thank you for joining us. We've just had Sam on from Lincoln United, and we're talking about how fun it is looking in from afar in Division East and the promotion race at the moment. Same question to you that I asked him. I mean, what's it like being in the thick of it all? It must be bonkers at the moment.
Yeah, it's you know, I think it's good for all clubs that aren't involved. And you know, I think I always think it's better for a league to be like that than sort of four or five running away with early doors and just sort of everyone else making numbers up, you know. So I think it's good for the league. It keeps everybody excited. And like I say, I think all the way down to sort of 14th, 15th is sort of not that far away from playoffs. So like I say, I think it can only be good for everyone involved. So yeah, we're enjoying it, and we're enjoying being part of that pack.
And it's been a good run that Belper are on, three straight league wins now. I mean, how are you tracking versus where you'd hope you'd be come Christmas time?
I mean, like you say, you always like to make things sound good when you first go into a club, and we all hope in the world you're going to do well. But, you know, we were realistic. I think where Belper had been over the last sort of 4 or 5 years weren't sort of anywhere near where they wanted to be. And we started with, you know, a low budget as such. So going in there, we always like to think, but I think we're in front of where we would expect to be. But obviously then when we manage to get the squad together that we've got, we feel that, you know, we're leading up to Christmas, we're sort of nicely poised, I think.
Morpeth Town are the ones who've sprung clear, a bit like Baseford did last season. Yeah. Is it difficult to not look at that and go, oh, it's just the playoff for us at the moment, or are you thinking it's a marathon, not a sprint?
Yeah, I think definitely that. It's definitely a marathon, not a sprint. I think Morpeth obviously have well-deserved to be where they are, and I think, I don't know if it's 7 points or something like that they're in front, might be a little bit more, but, you know, I think there's still sort of quite a few teams that could possibly make it tight for them going into it. You know, it only takes a bit of a bad run, and I suppose from a team trying to challenge you up, and that they go on that at some point, and that, you know, you're in a position to go on a good run and sort of make it as tight as you can. So, yeah, they're up there and well-deserved to be up there at the minute, but we'll keep trying to chase everybody around us, and I'm sure Lincoln and the people you've already spoke to will be doing exactly the same.
And tomorrow you've got a trip to Spalding United, and we talk about the promotion race being so tight. The relegation battle's pretty tight as well. There's no one been cut adrift at all down the bottom end of the table, and it's all very tight. And even Stamford are in touching range of some of the teams in the relegation places at the moment. So how difficult is it to prepare for a team where you go, oh, they're second bottom currently. Oh, it's Spalding United. What are they doing down there?
Yeah, I think it makes it easier, to be honest, to try and prepare, because you haven't got to mentally get lads prepared, because there is a team cut adrift, which sometimes lads can go into it thinking it's going to be an easy 3 points. I think, like you say, as low down as Spalding, it, you know, if they went on a run of 3 or 4 games, 4 wins, they'd be sort of not far off playoffs. So I think it's easier to sort of get lads mentally prepared for games like that now, because there is such a tight sort of squeeze between everybody. So we'll go into it treating it exactly the same as we did the last 3 or 4 games, or Morpeth or whatever it is. We'll do exactly the same as what we've done for them, and hopefully come away with 3 points again.
And finally, Grant, just one last question for me. Obviously, you know, it's a relatively new club. I think you've got your feet under the table now. But how are you finding life at Belper?
Oh yeah. Like you say, it were a challenge when we went in. We knew that, but it was kind of a good challenge, and we knew that if we could get things right on the pitch, that there were things happening sort of in and around the club, new chairman and everything coming in, that were exciting, and we're seeing that now. You know, we're doing business on pitch, and everything and everybody around the club are obviously doing their bit off, so it's exciting times, and we're glad to be a part of it. The club's got massive potential, and that's what appealed to us at start, and you know, hopefully we're going to be able to fulfil that come May and beyond.
Grant Black there, manager at Belper Town, joining us here on this month's Evo Stick East West show. That's nearly it for this month's show, but before I go, there's just enough time to talk about a brand new local craft beer which is being produced in conjunction with Atherton Coles. It's launching this weekend, just in time for the match between Atherton Coles and Newcastle Town in Division West. And on Friday night, I caught up with the media officer at Atherton Coles. Here's Cal Maguire.
Well, it just came about so organically. It's something I think every club wants to do. But one of our supporters started up his own brewery. So we just floated the idea, is it possible that Coles could have their own bottled beer? And it's taken a long time to set up, but we've got there, and we're really, really pleased with it.
So what's launching is, you'll have to forgive me, because I've got 3 young kids. I don't go out much anymore. I'm sad like that. But it's a proper IPA stuff. Tell us about the how it's all brewed and that kind of thing.
Well, it's really, really interesting that Dale, who owns Twitch Up Breweries, who are making the ale, he's just a massive brewing geek. And the brewery is in an industrial unit, which is, some of the shots from the Scudder Stadium have probably landed there. It's that close. So it's brilliant to be involved with a local business. It's a very, very complicated yes. process, but it is a craft ale, which we're really, really pleased to be associated with.
And it's got nods and winks, hasn't it, to the industrial past of the area and that kind of thing as well. And
absolutely, and the local sort of the lingo, essentially the Coles one, is mon is, as you say, man in Atherton.
Oh really? Okay, well, fair enough.
It's a nod to the local dialect, if you like.
Brilliant. And obviously, this it's being packaged as three bottles for £10, perfect gift for Christmas and that kind
perfect
of thing.
Perfect for Christmas. Perfect timing.
How could people buy a bottle?
Well, hopefully, it will be on sale tomorrow in the clubhouse before the game. If we haven't sold out, we may be able to post some. Possibly, if there's some left, our next home game is the 22nd of December against Glossop at home, which is just before Christmas. We've got all sorts of other stuff coming in stock as well.
And if you'd like to get in touch with the club, affertoncolliers.co.uk, head over to that website. Oh, we're on Twitter as well, @ACFC1916. Just before you go, Cal, because you are late for your Christmas do, I do apologise. But Newcastle Town tomorrow, Afferton Colls, part of the title race, building on last year's endeavours and great success on the pitch. What's the mood like at the club, finally?
It's really, really good. I know we've lost the last two games. Our sort of feeling is that in this league, anyone can beat anyone. And it's going all the way to the wire. It's really, really exciting to be involved in it, to be fair. So everyone's buzzing.
Well, Cal Maguire, speaking of going down to the wire, I think your taxi's arrived. Cal Maguire, media officer at Afferton Colls, on his way out of the door this very second for his Christmas do. A big thank you for joining us. A big good luck tomorrow with the selling of the beer and that kind of thing and heading off into Christmas. Have a lovely Christmas and we'll speak to you very soon, my friend.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you very much.
Cal Maguire there, media officer at Afferton Colls, and that is the end for this month's EvoStick East West show. A big thank you to all my guests this month for joining me. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter, that's @NPLshow. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your division East or West side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like. From EvoStick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the EvoStick League this year?
The EvoStick League?
Yeah, EvoStick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from EvoStick. Proud sponsors of the EvoStick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new EvoStick app.